the suspense ends. We have a judge, current sitting judge Sotomayor, who is now chosen to become one of the Supremes, as we like to say. What's your opinion of her? What do you know about her?
Well, I really know a great deal about her background. She has fought her way through a very difficult childhood in a public housing project to be valedictorian of her high school class and a scholarship to Princeton, where she was magna cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa, and then on to Yale Law School, where she was at the top of her class. And I like it that she spent 5 years in the courtroom as a prosecutor, prosecuting violent crime, and then experience in the private practice of law, and experience as a trial judge. She is really one of the most qualified nominees we've had in decades.
You say she's qualified. Certainly, she does have that experience that a lot of people are looking for. There's going to be some criticism coming from the right, though. It's going to say she's too far left. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when a Republican president nominates someone for the Supreme Court, some of the Democrats always say, oh, they're too far right. And when a Democrat nominates someone for the Supreme Court, some of the Republicans say they're too far left. We have a number of Republicans in the Senate. In fact, there are seven of them that serve at today that voted for Judge Sotomayor when she was up for confirmation in 1998. And she was originally elevated to the bench by President Bush. So this is clearly someone who a Republican president selected to be a federal judge. So I have a feeling she's going to attract enough Republican votes to in fact become a Supreme Court judge.
Wasn't that, to be fair though, I mean, isn't that one of those courtesy appointments, the original, the George Bush appointment, when a senator comes up and says, I'd like to see this person, the president general. I mean, it's not the appeals court. The appeals court is where the decisions are made. At the lower court, even though it happens to be federal, those are the courts where courtesy appointments are made, and that's what many Republicans are saying this morning, that this was a courtesy appointment by Bush 41.
Well, do you believe that President Obama is going to select someone you can think about this. President Obama is going to select candidates he thinks reflects his values, and I'm sure President Bush felt the same way. President Bush wouldn't have elevated somebody to a lifetime appointment that he didn't think had his view in terms of many of the issues that were important to him. I guess I'm just saying that I'm not aware of any president who would appoint someone that was way out of sync with their view of how the Constitution should be interpreted. So I just don't think that the efforts to make this woman into some wild-eyed liberal are going to be successful. You know, on the Court of Appeals, when she has had a three-person panel that she has served on, when she has served with another Republican appointee on that panel, they have agreed 95% of the time. And that is over 3,000 opinions, and over 400 of them she wrote herself. So I think that those are the total opinions that she's had on the Court of Appeals. So clearly, if she's appealing with if she's agreeing with Republican nominees 95% of the time, this is not somebody who is way left of center.
Let me ask you about the double-edged sword here. You know, over the past 20, 25 years, whenever there's an appointment made, obviously to the Supreme Court of the U.S., that is about as high as we get. There's always somebody starting to dig and go into the background. Now, this might be a little different than most in that we are in the YouTube age when we already have access to that information. Does that help or does that hurt in some way if someone is going to try to go after her reputation?
Well, you know, Supreme Court nominees, and by the way, that both parties are guilty of this, there are too many partisan games played. You know, clearly President Obama won the election, and he has the right to select a Supreme Court nominee. And I'm sure that there are people that are opposed to President Obama that are going to work hard to tear this woman down. And some people did the same things to Justice Roberts when he was nominated, and I'm not sure that's the right thing to do either. So I think that she's going to have a tough skin and get through this. But there are 400 published opinions, so they're going to find a couple that they can complain about. But the body of her work as a judge is someone who understands the law, has great intellect, and who also respects the Constitution and knows that she's not there to legislate. And she spoke to that this morning when she was introduced to the country by the president. She spoke to her respect for respecting the precedent in our casebooks and the law as it has been written, and that she has no desire to legislate from the bench, which I was glad to hear.
Now, you say you're glad to hear that. A lot of people on the left are not happy to hear that, or they're hoping maybe she's just saying that to get through the appointment process. They don't want an umpire, so to speak, who calls balls and strikes. That's the way John Roberts referred to the job as a Supreme Court justice. An umpire calling balls and strikes, regardless of what point you are in the game, regardless of who's ahead, regardless of anything. If the ball is in the strike zone, it's a strike. If it's outside the strike zone, it's a ball. Is that what you think a judge should do, or should a judge probably bring in other factors that have nothing to do with the rules, but in effect legislating from the bench?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because that term of legislating from the bench is always in the eye of the beholder. No one had a problem with the Supreme Court deciding who President of the United States was going to be when they decided their way. No one had a problem with some of the Supreme Court decisions that push the envelope in terms of precedent if it is within the philosophy that they embrace. So some of this idea of legislating from the bench is always looked at through the prism of what your philosophy is. I think this woman has 400 published opinions. I think people who take the time to look at those opinions are going to be reassured that this is not someone grasping to make new law. This is someone who respects and understands that her job as an appellate court judge is to interpret the law as written.
When George Bush 41 selected Clarence Thomas to be his Supreme Court nominee, he said at the time he's the best person for the job. Do you believe Sonia Sotomayor is the best person for this job?
I think she's a great person for this job. I'm not familiar enough with all the people that will be under consideration to pass judgment as quote-unquote best. But I think it's terrific. I mean, so many people who have served on our Supreme Court came from privileged backgrounds. Came from families that were influential and powerful and many times wealthy. And this is a different kind of story. This is the story of someone who, you know, had to grasp hard for the American dream. It wasn't given to her by virtue of who the family she was born into. And I think it's a wonderful moment for our country that someone who has come up, as she has, to this height of accomplishment. I think it just says a lot about our nation and the fact that only in America can you be parents of Puerto Rican immigrants born in a public housing project with a single mom for most of your childhood and end up in this position. I think it says a lot about who this woman is and her discipline and integrity.
Sounds like you're saying she's a lot more like Clarence Thomas than the other members of the High Court.
I think that their backgrounds... why they may not view the world the same way, I think their backgrounds, you certainly see the similarities there. Neither of those people were born in circumstances that people would have looked at them when they were children and said, oh, for sure, they're going to be on the Supreme Court. They had to scratch it out and work hard. And I think it's a terrific story. It's a uniquely American story.
Okay, I don't want to keep you much longer. Do you think she'll have much trouble? I know the Democrats have the votes necessary to get her through and to end any filibuster that might come about. Do you expect there will be an attempt at a filibuster, though, by the Republicans? And if so, how easy will that be to get through?
I think there's some cynical people on the right that will try to paint this woman as, you know, fire-breathing liberal and try to use her to raise money for their causes. I think that the Republican Party is having a hard time right now figuring out whether or not they want to go hard to the right, to their base, or whether they want to reach out to the middle. I think it's going to be a struggle for them in many ways because they worked hard to get the Hispanic vote when President Bush ran, our 43rd president, and a lot of the Hispanic vote abandoned the Republican Party in the last election. And I think this woman, by being so accomplished and being so qualified and being a Latina woman, I think the Republican Party probably is going to be thinking carefully about how hard they can go, because if they unfairly go after this woman, they may damage themselves for the long haul in national elections as it relates to the Hispanic vote, which is an important part of the national constituency for any candidate who's running for president. Ask John McCain.
Excellent stuff. Claire, thank you so much.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.